sort of concert psyching rock right there. That is Korn. Jonathan Davis will be there tonight over at the U Fest. You got that going for you. So we got that happening, and you can go see him take off and Seven Dust, Five Finger Death Punch, The Big Smoke out at Mesa Riverview. Getting all amped up and ready to go. Before we get on to the entertainment drill, I got an email. It says, John, trying to impress a girl. It's the first time dating a black girl. And she says to me, I want to see Bob Saget. I just got a new job and I haven't gotten paid yet. Oh, yeah, you're on your way to impressing a black girl, all right. She left black guys to date white guys without jobs. What the?
And Bob Saget?
Yeah, I know. This is a very special black lady.
Huh.
I just got a new job, but I have to wait to get paid any freebies. I'm a filthy schlub and John Holmberg is the king. There, I said it. I saved you from saying it for me. Please help.
Wow, that's sad.
Here, Toledo, you know what, Toledo?
Make those dreams come true.
Well, that's not sad. Interracial dating is fine, Eric. My God, he can find, he can love whoever he wants.
Begging for tickets.
Good. God, that was ugly. Jeez, Eric. And on Hitler's birthday. How dare you, sir?
Whatever.
You date whoever you want there, BJ. I don't care how much it pisses your parents off. You date whoever you want. And Toledo will email you, and we'll try to get you hooked up there with Bob Saget.
Really? Yeah. You're going to hook the beggar up?
Yeah.
Now
reparations, Eric. It's called reparations.
You've started it. Well, she's not asking. He is.
No, see, this is where we're different. I have no problem telling an ex guy, no, not for you. I didn't start anything.
You're just going to have a flood of them. That's
no, I won't. I just delete.
You don't even read them?
No, I'll read them, and then I'll go, beggar, delete, beggar, delete. First one in has the chops. Everybody else is just, hacking the first dude's idea. He's trying to impress a girl. It's a bros before hoes situation going on here. This ain't going to last, though, by the way. If you're trying to impress a girl and the first move you make is, I'm broke, can I steal some tickets from you? Yeah, you better have something else on the docket there.
There is a two-drink minimum.
I know, yeah, but still, if he can cut
that's
the price, basically what he's saying is I got about $28 for this date.
Yeah, you may be sending somebody without even that.
That's his fault. I'll get him the tickets from there on if he fails, then I'm helping the black girl. I'm helping somebody here. Mm. Yeah. And a black girl dating a white guy with no money, that's just dumb.
Well,
that's
they a black could girl be that, 19, 20, 21.
But that's a black girl that hates her parents.
You were broke in your early 20s.
But how? Yeah, but no black girl wanted to date me, for God's sakes, when you're broke. Black girls don't date broke white guys. That's dumb.
We got it done somehow.
Please.
Back in the day, I don't know how it worked out.
I don't either. But it wasn't happening. Black girls don't date white guys without money. There's tons of white guys with money. Why waste your time with the ones without? That's stupid.
That's what credit cards are for, Eric.
Yeah. Pretend you have money.
Maybe she's into white guys with fat asses.
It could be.
I don't know if it works that way.
Yeah, I don't think that's reverse.
It might be. I don't know. I don't know. I don't study it. There is no color in love for me, Eric.
Ask Winston.
Ask Winston.
Winston's got a big ass. It's a big guy.
Yeah, but he's with a black girl, right?
I know. Maybe that's his preference, though. I'm not saying. Again, Eric, you're the one who's got all the hang-ups. I say everybody should love each other. I don't care. I'm just trying to help love blossom.
You are a giver, John.
I'm basically turning it into one of those Neapolitan ice cream things. I'm taking the brown and taking the white, smashing them together until they find the pink. You're going to go see Bob Saget, I think. Toledo will be able to hook you up there. Brady, please, for God's sakes, entertain me.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue in Chandler and Scottsdale, and we'll be out tonight at the Smokeout. Actually, this afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock. And if you want to check out, I put a little picture of some of the burnt ends we've been prepping for the outing today. It's on my Instagram, BradyBogan98.
Pictures of little chunks of
last.
Food.
Oh, crumbs. They look good.
Little weird chunks of food to make you want to go eat more. I know it works. I just don't understand it.
Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people includes President Trump, Millie Bobby Brown, Jimmy Kimmel, Roseanne, Oprah, and Olympic snowboarder Chloe Kim.
Wow. That one kind of came out of nowhere, right? Why is she on there?
She's on there with Rippon, too. Adam Rippon, figure
Mark
skater.
Rippon. Rippon.
Rippon. The Rippon.
Hmm. No explanation as to their reasoning to be on that? Was she special? Is she
I guess you have to pick up
lesbian,
the Time
maybe?
Magazine. Or
yeah, find out.
She has to have some sort of...
By reading.
thing, I guess. I don't know. All the other people make sense, but that one was kind of, I don't know, maybe she's a lesbian.
Patrick Stewart says...
Oh, there it is.
Patrick Stewart says he didn't know who Sting was when they worked together on the movie Dune.
Paul explained it to me.
Yeah.
How do you not know who Sting is?
It's Patrick Stewart, man.
Hmm.
I don't know who he is, and I don't care.
He could have been into the classical music.
Yes. Hello, Sting.
Dennis Rodman says he would ask Carmen Electra to marry him again.
Oh, Sting, I've never heard of you before.
That's all right. Just let me pass.
None shall pass. I thought it's the other gay.
Yeah, they're in the same country.
They're the same gay.
Maybe he went by Gordon on the set.
I'm Gordon.
Oh. I'm here to meet a Sting.
Well, that's me.
Never heard of you.
Bill Murray and his brothers have opened another Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, this time in Chicago.
Good for them.
They had one in Florida since 2001. It's about 200 people can eat there, 31 TVs, huge bar. Some drinks on the menu are like the pool water martini.
The Lacey Underall.
How did he like get permission? Did he have to get permission for that? Bill Murray.
Bill? Brian Doyle Murray was the writer.
Co-wrote it, and he's involved. Yeah. And
his brother pretty much owns it at this point because
Harold Ramis died. But he was just the director.
He's a producer, director, and writer. Ramis wrote it, too.
And they were all together on it because it's about their experience of being caddies when they caddied together. Huh. Rolling Stone's list of the greatest weed-themed songs of all time for 420. Some of the highlights, of course, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die, Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg,
Officer. I forgot about that.
Dope Smoker, Sleep, 2003, Because I Get High, Afro Man, How High, Red Man, and Method Man.
Somebody made a good point, Gin and listener, Juice. Messaged in, saying, you know, for beer, they have a whole month, Oktoberfest, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but nobody
got all these drinking holidays.
You got drinking holidays that are based on a holiday, not just the beer.
Oktoberfest is pretty much
it can be. It's got food and all that other stuff, and it's about Germanness and heritage of the Germans and all that. It's not, dude, I'm going to have beer tomorrow. It's just, you can have it. It's not a celebration of that. It's just they're too excited. The Wheaties get too excited about something they do every day and it being different today. It's not.
Sweet Leaf, Black Sabbath.
That's the one I'd have put on top.
This is the one for you. Got to Get You Into My Life.
Really?
Beatles.
That's about weed.
I told you this morning, but I didn't know this. Aerosmith's song, Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yeah.
It's about Vince Neil. Motley Crue.
Ah, that makes sense. I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, I know. I was telling Brady that, too. It's been a story that's circulated a couple times. And they were right. Quite accurate, in fact. And it was a bigger hit than what they were playing. Motley Crue was probably smashing it out just before
Feel
Good.
They saw this gorgeous platinum mullet.
Yeah.
Curvy waist.
They wanted to make love to Vince Neil until they realized, whoops.
Whoa!
Hello.
But Steven Tyler looks like a lady.
Yeah. Steven Tyler looks more like a grandma. Then,
now he does, yeah.
He always kind of looked like a grandma, though. You go back and see the Dream On stuff. His face is a little clearer, but he's very, very grandma-y. Like a young grandmother, which I think would happen if he was a woman. He would become a young grandma. It's 9:18. There you go. That is your entertainment drill brought to you by Porkopolis, which will be part of the Giant Delightful Smokeout today. Right there. U-Fest. Mesa Riverview. Brady, you're going to start at what, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Get out there.
We got a little happy hour going on. They're going to discount the beers and food. So listeners 3 to 5.
Drink with you and smoke with you.
Yeah.
And you know what? Yeah, you can get high with Brady. Or if you can't make it, of course, they've bought so much food at the Tim and Mark show to do this barbecue. On the day that just so happens KUPD employees won't be in the building, that we want to give our portion of the Big Hubbard broadcast Tim and Mark barbecue to you.
Pre-game.
Yeah. 1100 North 52nd Street. Come by and get a Tim and Mark burger on us since we can't be here for it.
Just yell up to the balcony.
Just say, hey, we'll take the KUPD portions down here since you had a barbecue the day none of us are here.
Throw me a tube steak.
Yep. Yeah. He'll do it. They've been way too excited about that grill. They've got it started already.
I thought he had a St. Louis Cardinals hat on.
He might. I don't know what they're doing.
Raider fan.
We got the delightful Guadalupe Squares coming up next. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.